Two of the nation's largest retailers plan to merge. Kmart and Sears will become one company called the new Sears Holdings Corporation. It'll be the nation's third largest retailer with annual revenues of around $55 billion. We're going to learn more now from Michael O'Neill. He's a reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Sears is based in the Chicago area. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, thanks very much. So first off here, why would these two large retailers want to join together?
Well, I think that the main reason is because they're both kind of getting killed by Walmart and Target and some of the others, and they've had a lot of trouble in recent years, and they're probably stronger together as one than separately. They also have shareholder in common, and Edward Lampert, who's an investor out of Connecticut, who has held about 15% of Sears shares for a long time, and has been interested probably in kind of realizing that investment.
You mentioned that these companies are getting killed by Walmart, among other companies, and I see here that company officials have told the Associated Press that one of the areas they hope to improve by working together is procurement. Walmart is known for driving down prices that it pays for the supplies that it sells.
Right. Well, I think that's the thing. I mean, they've been, Walmart has just such critical mass that they're able to compete on a scale that really nobody else can compete. And I think that for Kmart and Sears, it's really a survival of the fittest kind of thing. And I think they're just a lot more fit as one company.
And just to be clear, we said that this new company would become the third largest retailer. Walmart is still bigger?
Oh yeah.
By far?
By far.
Will this company be big enough?
Well, I guess we'll see. I mean, I think one of the things that a lot of people have talked about with this is that what Lampert has done at Kmart is he bought it out of bankruptcy about a year ago, a little more than a year ago, and has really pared it down by selling off its real estate and raised cash. And I think what he's done is tried to rationalize what's there and kind of scale it back to its best stores and then try and fix those stores. The same might be true for Sears. They have a lot of really valuable real estate, and people have thought it's been undervalued for quite a while, and they may be spinning off a lot of those stores to try and figure out which are the, you know, what's the best strategy for this combined company, and that may end up making a smaller company, actually, which seems kind of ironic given that they've merged, but it may be a smaller, stronger company.
So even though there's already been a lot of shrinkage at these two companies, there could be more.
Yeah, because what people are finding is that the real estate in some cases could be used more efficiently and more profitably by another retailer, say Target or Home Depot, and while Sears and Kmart, which have retail formats that maybe don't make as much sense as they used to, can try and scale back and figure out what's the sort of the best of both worlds there.
And in just a couple of seconds, is it also possible that some people could lose their jobs here?
Oh, I think that's always possible in this kind of a deal, and that's I think that remains to be seen. But I'm certain that there's that the investors always look at something like that they can cut some fat, and unfortunately, the fat often happens to be employees.
Michael, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks.
Michael O'Neill is a reporter with the Chicago Tribune, and he's been talking to us about the expected merger of Kmart and Sears.